A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, May 1st, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about Workers' Day.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voaindebele.com and www.voashona.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about Workers' Day.
Workers in Zimbabwe today joined the rest of the world in commemorating Workers' Day amid growing concern over their welfare as the economy continues on its downward spiral. According to a report of the Labour and Economic Development Research of Zimbabwe, the majority of employees outside the public sector are toiling for months on end without pay while their bosses are living large as the gap between the have and have-nots continues to widen in Zimbabwe.
May Day has its origins in America. Hundreds of thousands of workers went on strike on May 1st, 1886 in an effort to win 8-hour work days. The police cracked down on the strikers and someone threw a bomb at officers during a protest several days later in Chicago's Haymarket Square. Authorities fired on the crowd and arrested hundreds of people. The government wound up blaming anarchists for the violence and executed four of them. In the late 19th century, socialists, communists, and trade unionists chose May 1st to become International Workers' Day.
What do you think about Workers' Day? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. Yes, Luganda bafuna usixhuma ke kodwa manje nasi nombolo 001-202-619-2077. Tikumbule ukuthi sikhuluma ke ngelanga lezisebenzi. Siyakwazi ukuthi abaningi beZimbabwe sibangazana nibathwele nzima kodwa ke lilanga lenu. Sifisa ukuthi likhulume likufone khona manje siyalifola khona ngapha lapha elikhona. Kunjalo mfowethu.
Onguka hamawadiwa nasi, tutawati tige chitarisa neje zua reva shandi. Zimbabwe ya batana ni zimunyika kucherechedza zua iri. Uye kucherechedza kwe zua iri kwa katanga muno mu Amerika. Kubwa kumakure kuma 1886 uko wa shandi vakatanga kubatana vachi rwira kodzero dzavo kunyanya. Nyaya kuti vasa shandi muskwere wese vamwaito senza kana kuti maawa gumi ne makumi matana. Tukana kuti 16 hours. Vamwe vachito darika asi vakatanga kurwira kodzero dzavo vashandi vachito vada kusenza maawa masere kana kuti ma 8 hours yanga iri hondo chaiyo Gibbs nasi Zimbabwe yanga ichibatana nevashandi pasi rose.
Yeah, unjalo njo blessing akuluma lingakoti kuti siya live streamer kula manje ku VOA Studio 7 VOA Shona la ku VOA Indebele. So ke nyaphila njalo siya live streamer ke kula manje ngikhuluma VOA Studio 7 VOA Indebele na kuviyawe shona. Ya kukwanesu kuti kumbe ngiti ya enelisa kuti posele kwenke lufunu kukuluma hako kuna poke kuma Facebook yetu. Ye, as crewmen cool spone singa kwenza kila mtanje. Ye, kukanya suku la mtu kuna pumbani.
I think we have the Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, that is Mr. Japhet Moyo. Mr. Moyo, good evening.
Good evening to you. Good evening to the listeners.
Thank you so much for joining us this evening. Gibbs, you can fire away.
Mr. Moyo, thank you for actually joining us and there's blessings saying, you know, we really welcome you. So at the end of the day, tell us a bit of about, you know, what happened today to commemorate Workers' Day.
It was a hectic day for some of us today in Zimbabwe especially the CTO, representing organized labor. We had activities lined up, 16 across the country. Mm-hmm. And when we always gather, commemorate this day, we always reflect on the journeys we have traveled over the years, the journey we have traveled over a year, because we do this every year. So we reflect the struggles. These struggles include the achievements we have made over a year or so, and the challenges we are going through now. Mm-hmm. It's a time for us to look back and recall what has happened, and also talk about those we have paid through their lives, their sweats, to make us what we are today as the workers.
Mm-hmm. But some Mr. Moyo are saying the day should be aptly called Vendors Day because many workers are now in the informal sector. What would be your response to that?
Vendors are workers. Vendors describe the operational place, but they remain the workers. So I don't think that we should merely call people Drivers Day because everyone is now a driver. Mm-hmm. It remains a workers day. The vendors are workers. They are in a different environment. It might be an environment which is very unregulated, harsh conditions there, because, as I indicated, not regulated. Therefore, those people work many hours and there are no health and safety issues. There are no safety protection there. There are no safety nets, things like pensions. But I think Zimbabweans' workers are still there. They have shifted from formal jobs. They have shifted from formal factories. They have shifted from formal offices. They are now found in the streets. They are still workers. And we should be reflecting what is making them in this environment. It's not a good environment. We don't like everyone to be a vendor, but that's what we are as Zimbabwean workers now.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Moyo. Please do stay on the line. We also have on the line the Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Federation of Trade Unions, Mr. Kenyas Shamyarira. Mr. Shamyarira, good evening.
Good evening, Comrade Kenyas Shamyarira. Good evening.
How are you doing?
I'm all right.
Thank you so much. Gibbs.
So I'll call you Mr. for the sake of, you know.
the show.
The show, eh? So normally it's intended. So Mr. Shamelga, tell us a bit about workers, you know, in Zimbabwe right now. We see that there are several struggles that are happening, you know, something to do with workers.
Yes, I think the state of the workers in Zimbabwe is in a sorry state. It's actually in quandary because the response that we are getting from the employers that we work for is not all that pleasing. It's very unpleasant. And it is coupled on the issues to do with the corruption, issues to do with the profiteering through perpetuation of racketeering the workers' sweat. Mm-hmm. And this is so because we now have a strong force of black and white monopoly capital. The white monopoly capital, they are watching from the back, but they've put their front black monopoly capitals who are fleecing and actually making sure that they screw all the space that a worker might gain a living wage or a benefit. They'll make sure that it is all coming to them so that they also benefit as black monopoly and also transfer the remainder to their handlers who are the white monopoly capital. Mm-hmm. So this is a sorry state, it's a quandary. There is no negotiation that is taking place in Zimbabwe, even though we have got national employment councils in place, even though we have got the tripartite negotiating forum, the TNF. Nothing that is tangible that we are able now to pursue as labor centers, let alone as trade unions, that will benefit the workers because of corruption, greedy, and a multifaceted jura world approach that has been taken by black and white monopoly capital.
For those of you who are just joining us, a good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about Workers' Day, commemorated in Zimbabwe and around the world today. And our guest this evening, we have Mr. Japhet Moyo, Secretary General, Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, and Mr. Kenias Chamyarira, who is also the Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Federation of Trade Unions. Tombodzoka kwamuri vamoyo. Vamwe vanoti chimwe chiri kupa kuti kodzero dzenyu dzisaremekedzwe inyaya yekuti hapana kubatana pamasangano evashandi. Chingava chokwadi here?
Hazisi chokwadi. Freedom of association, I think, allows people to form organizations and they belong to these organizations. Saka hapana chakashata kuti vamwe va kuve nemafederation mairi. Maissues aripo inyaya yekuti mavasa hapana. Kushaika kwemavasa kana kuvhara kwemakambani hazvinei nekuti kune mafederation mairi kana matatu. Inyaya yekuti environment inofanira kuva iripo kuti mabhizimusi aenderere pamberi. Environment yacho ndiyo inenge isina kumira zvakanaka. Kushaika kwemari kumabanks kana kuti vanofanira kuva vachiwana mari vanoita kuti vaexpande mabusinesses kana isingawaniki, that has got nothing to do with two or three federations. So matambudziko evashandi muZimbabwe hanei nechokuita kuti kune mafederation mangani munyika, zvakatisiyanei chaizvo chaizvo. Harisi kutadza kumirira vashandi kuti tive kumatambudziko akadaro, but inyaya yekuti ikonomi yedu haisi kuita zvakanaka.
Okay, more the merrier. Gibbs.
Yeah, baba moyo, kuna kuoka tukuluma civil siyakuzwa kodwa siyakwazi kulapanya vati the CTU ayisimeli kuhle, so kwenza ukuthi bengaholi okwesikhathi eside. Ungabe kuyi the CTU kumbe ngabantu akula mali vele elizweni, kume njani baba?
Okwamanje ikuthi we are not producing anything. Imali esiyisebenzisayo asiyo yethu. Kulani lokuthi siyanegotiate okungakanani. Imali yiyo engatholakaliyo. Singakhangela labo abathengisayo. Impahla zabo abazithengisayo siswela umuntu ozithengayo. Yikho kungatholakali imali ukuthi isisebenzi sikhole ekupheleni kwenyanga, kumbe ekupheleni kwepiki, kumbe ekupheleni kwelanga. Kuswelakala kwemali akulani lokuthi kule union kumbe akula union. Loba singathi siyamkhama civil employer, nxa imali yangkhona ingatholakali, uyabuya ayithola ngapi? Imali kayikho emabhenki. Akulani le union lokhu ngokubona kwethu. Ngeyakutsho ekuqaleni ukuthi ukuswelakala kwemali kungaphefomi kweikonomi kulokuita pane zvekuita nenyaya yeupfumi wenyika. Saka if the economy is not doing well, we are not producing anything, we are not selling anything outside for us to get the money, obviously we are going to run short of cash.
Maybe tiri padambudziko iroro rekushomeka kwemari. Tomboya kwamuri vashamuyarira riri kukanganisa sei vashandi mumabasa?
Dambudziko rekushomeka kwemari idambudziko ratasangana naro, but iro idambudziko rinogona kungopedzwa vanhu tikaisa pfungwa pamwe chete. But kune nyaya chaiko, inyaya yekuti nyika yedu yaakuleka yatinoti ideology. Zvayaleka ideology iri kuramba ichiita flip flopping on borrowing concepts from other countries or from the Bretton Woods institutions. You get the point. Vachitika avanofungidzwa kuti masolutions anongori intended to serve their interests acho vanenge vatipa. Muno munyika tinofanira kunge tiri very clear panyaya yeideology. Isusu chino, we are a socialist class oriented trade union. We believe in following the social socialist ideology, you know, Gupta Rushinji, where workers own the means of production, where workers must have a say in the produces. Kana taita izozo, ta centralize upfumi wedu. Kana ta centralize upfumi wedu, unoita simba, kana waita simba, tunokwanza ku invoice to the local, international and regional market, which you know, fetch competitive prices. Kana wafetch a makosu.
We got cut off there. We'll try to reconnect. Gibbs.
Now, let me get back to you immediately, you know, after what Mr. Shamira said, Mr. Moyo. He says workers must own the means of production. I don't know whether we've got any part of the world where workers are owning means of production, you know, in most cases. It sounds a lot of some kind of socialist rhetoric. Does it even apply in Zimbabwe? Mr. Moyo?
Concept, it's a poorly concept which are people want. We have not seen where it has worked all over the world. Thus, they are thinking within the ZFTU. ZFTU is not what we are looking at. We don't believe that this is the issue because in other countries, I think they are not even following that. But I think the workers are better off. We can give examples of Japan. We can give examples of South Korea. We can give examples of Brazil. This is not the concept which is being peddled by other colleagues. But if the concept is talking about can work, there's nothing wrong with people pursuing it. But we have not pursued that, and it has not worked. Maybe in the Eastern European countries where they tried to pursue it. Where are the cooperatives today? I think they did have a similar model some years back, and those things collapsed. He is supposed to tell us better where it has worked, and maybe we can copy that model. But in countries where the economies are doing very, very well, it's a different model altogether.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru regai. Titore muterero wedu kutanga vamahachi vari South Africa makadi.
Taka simba makadi imko.
Aiwa, isu tiri nani. Maswera muchiti nhasi.
Muno South Africa tataka ngogara. Hapana zvapanga tichiita.
Yanga iri holiday.
Pazvara nhasi.
Yanga iri holiday.
Yanga iri holiday kubasa. Saka ndinoshanda kunivo kuchikoro chiri kumaprazi ndienda nda saka ndaswera ndayangozvigarirawo.
Saka muri kuona sei zuva iri? Ndakubvunzai kudaro because kuno kuAmerica yakaisiri holiday. Vane zuva ravo ravanotiwo Labor Day asi kwete nhasi.
Zuva iri mamiriro arakaita pari zvino ndoda kutaura ndakanangana nenyika yekwedu. Panyika yekwedu izuva risisina charinoreva mukati mukurarama kwavanhu nokuda kwekuti vanhu mabasa havachina. Kurarama kwavo kurarama chaiko chaiko basa ratava kuti ibasa rokuvenda. Saka zuva iri pacharo nechimiro chemushandi harichina charinoreva mukati menyika yekwedu.
Sei muchidaro?
Ndinodaro nokuda kwekuti zuva iri raka kuva kwaro yakanga iri kuda kuti vanhu va kuri rekugonaiswa mushandi kodzero dzomushandi mafambiro mabatirwo yemushandi. Saka kana mushandi asipo zuva racho charinomirira chairo handichioni.
South Africa dziri kuchengetedzwawo here kodzero dzemushandi kana kuti tichitarisawo imimi sezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kusenza kuSouth Africa dziri nyore here?
MuSouth Africa kodzero dzemushandi dzinotevedzerwa. kusvika pane chimwe chinano asi shema foreign nationals munyika inoyi kodzero dzedu dzakati omei nokuda kwekuti sometimes unopuwa contract inenge ichinguva chidimbu ya unofanirwa kurinyuwa dzimwe nguri kupera kwegore rega rega sometimes ichineta zvakare kunenge kuti urinyuwe saka somushandi ari muSouth Africa zvakatiomei
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma wangu hamahachi nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
ya tinotenda nemiwo matiri pinza muchirongwa chenyu
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru
okay
Gibbs that's Mr. Mahachi the teachers in South Africa and is saying Workers Day in Zimbabwe is lost its glitter because I mean there are no workers to talk about. He says in South Africa yes they do respect workers' rights up to a certain level because he says as a foreigner working in South Africa it's a bit difficult to have a contract that is beneficial to him. You know they are just being given short contracts and he says that is a bit problematic Gibbs.
Yeah, plus I think we've got another guest, and that is Mr. Cassius Jays. He's a Zimbabwean working in South Africa. Mr. Jays, good evening.
Good evening. How are you, sir?
Hi, Sia Pilawa. Good evening.
Yeah, Pilawa.
I was telling you, njongo muntu osebenze eGoli kolapho, kumenjani nxa sokuqathanisa leZimbabwe?
Ya, akwakati sikumomo, South Africa kungconywana khonokho ngoba umsebenzi isesekhona abantu bayasebenza. Compared to Zimbabwe, kona manje Zimbabwe akuna lutho lokho. Abantu bayasebenza South Africa, kodwa ke kuba ne disadvantage ekhona kuma foreigners kakhulu. Ngoba sihlanga lo kuthi abanye ama employers laba ba treat abantu abasebenza phandle. Bethembe ukuthi abakwazi ukuthi bazokuya kuphi. Laba abantu bakithi bona nabavela eZimbabwe lamanye amazwe. Ungathi balokwesaba kakhulu ukuthi bathathe udaba lwabo baluswe umthethandaba or e-Department of Labor or noba kuphi abangasizwa khona uma bethe baphathwa kubi ama-employers. So kunzima ukusebenzisa i-experience lakho kuba nokubunye ububi obenzakalayo. Abantu bafela nje ngaphakathi kungena nto abangathi bayenze. Bayesaba abantu. Noma nje sezakuthi bayethi kodwa bayesaba yikho kugcwele bantile abaningi.
So singathi okunye ukuhlukuluzwa ungani kusebantwini khonapho babe besenzani vele?
Ukuhlukuluzwa okusebantwini ikubabhadala imali encane engesemthethweni. Lokhu kwasebenzisa isikhathi eside, not normal hours. Abasebenza abantu abanye ama-12 hours, abanye ama-14 hours. Kodwa abatholi iholo le-overtime. Lokhu kunganikwa kwezinye izikhathi impahla ezilungile umsebenzi abawenzayo. Kuthola abantu basebenza umsebenzi oyingozi, kodwa impahla abazigqokeleyo azinakho ukwazikela. Bayalimala lokulimala kwesinye isikhathi. Njengazi bakwayinsuku ezibhedlela. Kuthola ukuthi abanye abangikhona kuba abantu bezibabha abaningi abalasa ingazosebenza lapho kabalaso. So mathi ungenza into ezinjengalezi noma kuzenza into ezinjengalezi, abakwazi kumele bathini. Umuntu lobe selimele. Umlungu mayethi kuye ngiyakufihla ngoba ungaye esibhedlela bazokopha amaphoyisa uyavuma ngoba esesaba ukuthi uzobotshwa kodwa eyabe engananze ukuthi ngezindlela uyazilimaza ngoba ulimele umlungu umqhathe esazi ukuthi akalancwadi yemvumo yokuthi asebenze kodwa ma sokunjalo abe sesithi uyamfihla ukuthi angamhambisa esibhedlela so kukhona kuyalimaza abantu baphandle abaningi kakhulu uqhulezelo njalo abahlangana nalo emsebenzini
ye bamba khonapho-ke ungayikatshana-ke mnumzana Chase. So he's working in South Africa and he says, at least in South Africa, there are a few jobs, you know, that people can just go and work. And he says, but there are serious problems that Zimbabweans are facing there. One of them is underpayment in terms of salaries. And the second one is working long hours. He says some people work up to about 14 hours a day without any kind of, you know, overtime. And all those things are problematic. And he further said that, you know, there are no safety clothing, you know. So he says some people can get injured, and since they don't have papers, they don't go to any hospital. So at the end of the day, he says serious challenge to most Zimbabwean workers. Yeah.
We have comments on our Facebook page. Of course, people can go and write their comments on our English Shona and Ndebele Facebook pages. Mahia Pablo, we spent our day at home, but we are going back to work. I would like to greet the Lunga family in Nembudzia, and also Kundilunga Namsua ku South Africa. South Africa iyakaoma mwana wamai. Then we have Patrick Chiparaushe who says, ini izuwa rakangofanana nemama zuwa nekuti andisi mushandi ndiri pa Botswana, pa Botswana. Then Philly Chari anoti ameno vema payslip isu makorokoza atina kalenda yakadaro bora mberi semazuva ose. Kudzai Kratis Mugwedere anoti togoite hedu isu tagara tiri kudzimba. And then Biging Koma anoti tiri kumine asi hapana chiri kufamba. Then tina Lazaro Mulea ari kutiwo tiri kutsvaga magotsi mutown umu zvikoro zvakuda kuvhurwa wangu. Is referring, of course, to those remarks by the Minister of Education that those who do not have cash can use goats.
Yeah.
So he says they are looking for goats. Lloyd Marungweni, anoti tirunwa wa wa. They are drinking. Edwin Gwiriri, anoti kana sendi kubenga hakuna. Simbarashi Mshanga, anoti o takachikora pazayan hapana mbudzi. Hans Maria Dewa Moyo Maxwell anoti we have been working I've been working hangu. Moses Zendera anoti tiri kubasa. Master B Wenjanja, nothing different at work as usual. Then we have Edmo Maziva Nanga anoti kungoswera makagara tamirira mari pamusika wefodya tatsukira nekumirira. Is it the tobacco auction floor? He's saying there's no money, so they're just playing the waiting game. Jolis kufa kweimba anoti taswera takagara zvedu tichifunga nezveramangwana tichinwa. I think those are some of the comments that we have given.
Yes, and right now we've got some more comments that are trickling in. One of them is from Norma Cabo, who says in the UK they introduced a controversial concept called the 0 hours contract. The 0 hours contract is a way for people to get jobs, especially if they are desperate or they want some flexibility. The problem with the 0 hours contract is that you don't have a set number of hours stated on the contract. When the employer needs you. Some people benefit from this flexibility, but it affects others adversely. So that's from UK there. Then we've got Jiman Masunga who says, yippee, I'm in Studio 7 too. I think this guy is very happy. Then we've got Grace Nyamutamba who says, I'm watching you guys. Thank you so much for bringing such a program. And then we've got Nko Ndlovu who says, it was a vendor's day in Zimbabwe because it seems everyone now is a vendor. Then Max Manika says, I'm watching you guys from California. Thank you, Max. Can you send us your number so that we can call you and you talk about working in USA? Then we've got another message from Max who says, what is the issue in Zimbabwe is the lawlessness. Without law and order, this infrastructure decay will continue until donkeys grow horns. So maybe let's go to Jaffet.
Now, Mr. Amoy, what have happened to the tripartite negotiating forum?
The tripartite negotiating forum has been in existence for some years now, and a lot of issues came through this platform. Unfortunately, nothing much has been produced. For instance, the labor law reform, issues to do with the social contract. Up to now, we don't have a social contract, but we negotiated, as some of you might be aware, that we produced the Gadoma Declaration. It was produced through negotiations at the TNF, Tripartite Negotiating Forum. Currently, we are looking at the labor law reform. But I think the challenge is the parties in that platform, especially on the side of government. Government is not committed dealing with the issues. That's the reason why we are stuck in the TNF and no tangible results are coming out. But the platform is there.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Now let's go to Mr. Shamiarila. I guess he's on the line, right? Mr. Shamiarila, are you on the line?
No, not yet. I think...
We got cut off there.
Yes.
Yes, where about Cassius Jays? Local connection, what is that? Jays? Yeah, as ke sikhulume lapha ke ngodaba ngani kuyahlupha kakhulu ukuthi nxa sikhangele ezama contracts lezi ukuthi egoli vele kuhamba njani njalo lokuthi kulabantu abale Zimbabwe special permit nxa ngabe lo expire kwampana ukuthi umsebenzi kawusekho ngo December.
Yeah, kunzima ke lapho i-special permit may expire kutshengisa ukuthi kuzaba lokunzima ngoba sikubonile amalanga azileyo ma ethela lawa akuqala bekhona abawenzayo abantu balahlekelwa ngumsebenzi abalungu vele baye bengasava umuntu umuntu azosebenza abanye bakhona then emabhenki the moment ma uvule i-account nge-passport ene-permit bagcina i-rekhodi ngale kukhompyutha eyokuthi i-permit yakho ekspakela ngenigazi the very day i-permit yakho i-expire awusakhona ukuthatha imali ebhenki somele uyoriniwa i-contract kuba nzima kakhulu into zonke nje ziyama zonke kungabe lento ehamba so asikwazi njengoba wona amaningi ama-permit la-expire umnyaka lowo phela kuzokwenzakala kodwa ngathi akusuze kube lento ezokwenzakala ngoba abantu bazoluza izimali kumele asisavuma ukuriniwa ama-contract So, so uzo ukuthi uma company asebenza ngokusemthethweni yo asuka awomise izinto masokunde sokulobuzima abantu abazofikana nabo masiya phambili lapho.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu ke Jays ubambe khona bonga ikhatshana. So he says their fears that some Zimbabweans are going to lose their jobs because by December there are those Zimbabwe special permits that are expiring. So, you know, most of these workers will be on the streets and maybe some of them will be deported and all those kind of things. So he says it's a big worry.
Rega tiende kuna mkoma Donald wari ku South Africa ikoko. Makadi mkoma Donald.
Ndiripo mkoma Blessing makasimba here.
Aiwa tiri nani maskira mchite iko nhasi.
Ah tangoti shandi usika kuma 12 ndobva zvanzi mangwana motiva zvivarengera mashanda here saka mangwana achipinda kubasa.
Oh ma inga zviri nani hazvo saka mangwana mune maka muri padheni makachikora.
Ah tetakapaka zvedu.
Saka zviri kufamba sei nhasi zuva revashandi ku South Africa uko. Muri kuona zviri kufamba zvakanaka here tichitarisa kodzero dzevashandi dzinoremekedzwa here?
Ah, kuno kuchakanakira kuno ndechekuti ivo vashandi pachavo vanoziva kodzero dzavo. Kuremekedzwa zvingaremekedzwa but vanhu vekuno vanokondrola vanogavhena nyika vavasi vatongwira zvekutungamigwa zvongo vanoziva marights avo kuti neko vanofanira kupindwa nako vachitungamigwa nako direction. Isu pedu kuteta vanhu vekwedu takangwara but hatine pamwe patinozokundikana pakuzotaura marights edu panyaya yemashandiro nezvimwe zvakangosiyana siyana nezvinhu zvematongerwo enyika ndozvinotikanganisa kumba.
Saka poitwaanzi
mushandi panenge pane basa inowanje kumba hakuna basa handizi kuti weka day yanga wakungokomemorata sezvinhu zvatakagara tingoziva kubva kare but hazvisinani depozito zvinekuti nyaya yakucelebrata.
Saka
kuchina basa racho makambani vari kuondonga pachavo ndozvinonetsa mistake iripo ndekuti vari kuondonga ipo zvinomukatisa nahipo valley triangle kuyatonga dilet vanopamina maovhet saka vashandi vachazonzi vachaendesa nyika mberi shuga chivanikwaa ndevapi. Saka weka zei yacho inongova weka zei yekungotaura nemurume ngokome but hapachina chinidi yekuti ticharamba tichaunganidza vanhu tichiti hei weka zei vati vanoshanda vanhu vashomashoma vanoshanda vasingaori.
Saka mataura nyaya yekuti vashandi vanenge vasiri kunyatsoziva kodzero dzavo poitwa sei?
Tachikumbira kuti iwo masangano akatasana nazvetiku awo akwanise kunyapa achidzidzisa vanhu achiyeukidza vanhu marights avo nokuti tinogona nguva sokuti nyika hatina kwatiri kuinda mungava blessing makasiya isi kana pasina kunyatsokujekeswa kodzero dzomushandi nokuti kuno kuvanhu tozati kana 4 o'clock ikachaya kana anga achichaya kana 4 haana kuti paanozombonzi overtime kana kuti kudii anenge atoi chaisa munhu. Ende kana akashanda overtime anotobhadhagwa for that overtime manje kwedu ku unogona kungoshanda uchitonyengera kungoti ndingozi ndiri pabasa but pasina chaunoshandira.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru ngoma Donald. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Ndatenda ngoma blessing murambe vakati hatinoramba takakutsigirai.
Tinotenda zvikuru. That was Donald there. He's saying that the problem in Zimbabwe might be that people don't even know their rights, so it's difficult. And he also says that it's the politics that is causing all the problems in Zimbabwe. That too must change, you know, to ensure that workers' rights are actually respected. And tina mkoma Moses Mlambo. Magadi mkoma Moses?
Ipo magadi mo.
Aywa, tirina ni tu ze udi nasi maskura mchite iwa Mlambo.
Ah, dasura jungu tingisa tingisa. Ipu kutara.
Maam, tingisa ya.
Aindro tingisa yate mune fojika nezwa kasi ya masiana. Jungu, jungu rara mitala.
Mune mchitengisa la kupimaji mwararo.
Aindro bikita.
Oh, kubikita uko. Saka mune tingisa la wepamba bazi, wane kwa jifura gara uti.
Endo tenge sapa mabazi, wanengo wajifura, wanengo wajimunara onda imo mwoto, kasi ya nasia. Asi tanchungo shanda zima zaisi nukuti, zunuhajwa zunuomira zukema.
Asi mune chibi mbo yereche kuti zunucha gazirika?
Zimba, tina, mieno kama mara yu, zaukroda umari.
Kwa mno kosha ya chibi mbo siri, da hibu koba mlapu. Aiwa, tinozviziya vaMulambo asi aiwa, hanzi atirase mbere kwende kufirwa zvinoita rimwe zuva.
Aichokwadi hakunombona ndiyo ndiyo tingoendera mberi nemushikashika nokuti mabasa acho hasikowanikwa.
Aiwa, zvinoita hazvo zvakanaka. Aiwa, tinokutendai vaMulambo nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Tinotenda ngoma blessing.
Murambe muchifona, tinotenda zvikuru.
Zvakanaka imaita henyu.
Tinotenda. That's Moses Mulambo there in Bikita in Masvingo. He says he is a vendor, but he had no choice today except to go to work. But he's not very hopeful about Zimbabwe's future. Of course, he's saying all is not well, and only God can help this crisis, because it is now beyond any human control. That's how he feels, kid.
So it's scary a little bit, right? No, we've got some mail messages on Facebook, and one of them is from Sikumbuzo Moyo, Upala City. Kabachamunge vele kuna manja bantu, ngoba kukanya nazani kuyatupa kuna ngale Zimbabwe. Then what Shelton K is Mbwinye, who says, we are at work right now, and we are hearing only from social media that today is a holiday and that is workers' day. Then what Restmo, who says, there's nothing to celebrate when things are like this in Zimbabwe. Mr. Mugabe and his disciples must go. We have had enough of this. Then we've got Chikopa, Mark E, who says, are there any workers anymore in Zimbabwe? I doubt. Then we've got Zamani Nyati, who says, yeah, it's true, there's nothing to celebrate. We are suffering in this country. And then the same is was expressed by Perpetual Kondo Mukabe, who says, yeah, there's nothing to celebrate, absolutely nothing. Then Nyarati Miti says, can you guys phone me? I think we have to forward this number to the producer. Then we've got Tembani Tliwayo, who says, today was just an ordinary day. So, Mr. Moyo, you can hear some of these views being expressed by, you know, Zimbabweans. Some are saying today it was just an ordinary day. Some are saying, you know, a lot of things. So, is there any hope for workers? You know, for a better change?
Give up. Workers are there. I did indicate earlier that I think the place of work has shifted over time. Much of the work is now informal. Those who spend the day, I think, kumsika. Mshandi chaye anenge ari kumba achibigira vana mushandi ari kutsvaga basa mushandi. Do we have workers in Zimbabwe? Yes, we do have workers in Zimbabwe.
Uh-huh.
I think the environment in which they are working is different from yesterday or yesteryear's environment. And I did earlier indicate that it is more important today to talk about the day because, in fact, the day came as a result of the workers fighting for their rights.
Uh-huh.
So when things are turning out to be a bit bad, it is the time that we need time and again to sit down and reflect and discuss about how do we go forward. So in our view, it is necessary that every year when we have such an opportunity, we talk about these things. We talk about people in Wange, in Shabane who lost their jobs, thousands of people who lost their jobs because of Chijausubi judgment. Thousands of people who are roaming the street selling tomatoes. We should be talking about thousands of graduates who are just being turned out of colleges and are looking for employment. We should be talking about this. So to me, it is necessary that we have to gather time and again as workers and reflect about these issues and talk about what can be done, who is wrong. Is it Mugabe and his cronies? If it is Mugabe and his cronies, what do we do? I think we did indicate this afternoon that we expect everyone to go and register and vote. Vote for a government of your choice. Vote for a council of your choice. Vote for an MP for your choice. And vote for a president for your own choice. A president is going to make sure that things are done properly. A president is going to make sure that jobs are brought back into the country. A president is going to make sure that investors are coming back into the country. This is what we are supposed to be talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
I think we are joined by another guest, and that is Mr. Davis Ndumiso Sibanda, who is a labor consultant based in Bulawayo. Mr. Sibanda, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening and thank you.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Now, Mr. Sibanda, tell us about the situation in Bulawayo. We understand, like in most parts of the country, many industries, especially the manufacturing sector, many industries are closing shop. What is happening?
I would say the situation in Bulawayo is more than dire.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense that a large number of industries which were the backbone of our economy are gone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're in a position where they can be resuscitated just like some people think is pouring of the money
mm-hmm.
into those industries and we recover them.
Mm-hmm.
We have a situation where if you take, for example, the Plumtree Road into town, most of those, almost all the industries that we used to know in that route are gone. You can actually count the businesses that are still alive in your hands, and those that are still alive are struggling. Maybe workers have been paid for months, or the business that comes into those businesses is about 10, 15, 20%, or there is nothing at all. You don't see the worker that used to be there at knocking off time in the industry. The industries are gone. Workers have actually been reduced to informal industry workers. Some have gone back to the villages. Some have left for countries like South Africa. But there is literally no industry to talk about. That's the long and short of it.
Mm-hmm. And looking at workers' rights, and I know that you actually interact with workers and employers. What is the situation like right now, you know,
mm-hmm.
in terms of the relations between workers and their employers?
I think at the moment, the workers and employers are in a position where they both know that the problem does not lie with the employers per se,
mm-hmm.
but it lies with the national economy on the whole. There are indeed a few employers who are obviously have got problems with workers or workers who have problems with the employers. But mm-hmm. by and large, you would find the levels of cooperation between employers and workers have never been achieved before because you have situations where employers and workers sit together and try to share the small cake that is available. And the dispute resolution machinery that was put up by government, you find, is actually largely idle. I used to go, for example, to the various Ministry of Labor offices. You would find people queuing in benches outside those offices. Today, there are very few people that actually are queuing there for dispute resolution. One, because the industries are not there. And secondly, because the amendment legislation that we have is made in such a way that most workers find it useless to actually litigate. The reason being that the law makes it very simple for the employer to actually retrench the workers. And even if you get reinstated after a dispute has actually been resolved, your chances of actually losing your job through retrenchment or other means is actually very much there. And the new system where all disputes are actually channeled to the labor court, they can no longer be resolved at local level, actually discourages work from even starting up, because there is a risk of losing a case with costs. And if you lose with costs, the legal that you have is actually lost as well. There are many other reasons, of course.
Well, thank you so much. Regai tiende kuna mkoma Thomas variku United Kingdom Britain. Magadi mkoma Thomas. Hello mkoma Thomas.
Magazimba.
Aiwa tiri nani kurisei kuungirande huko.
Kuungirande kune makore Scotland ndizino.
Saka nasma cherechedzawo iri zuva.
Hello.
That nasi macherechedza were zuva revashandiri.
Ndandiri kubasa zvangu but tinori cherechedza because kunge tichirarama kunge tichishanda.
Right. Asi zviri nyore here se mwana weZimbabwe kuti unge uchisenza kuBritain ikoko kana kuti tinenge zvichitinetseiwo se munhu ainge asiri kumusha.
Awa, kunetsa zvinonetsa asi nokuda kwamaitiro edu isu ndingangoti zvangu vanhu vatema in general tinoita kuti zvinhu zvitinetse because zvaisafarira kuti kunge zvichitinetsa diti revanhu vanoseenzesa njere toti kubvira data hatingangosinyanyi zvekubvira maleadership. I'm talking Africa in general, Zimbabwe of course included. You find it hatinogadzirisa nzvimbo dzetinogara. Tinowananayo vatungamiri vanotitungamira vanotobva kuvaka mahospitari akanaka vachida kuzorapwa kuno instead yokuti vagadzirisa mahospitari vachirapwa kumisha yavo. Asi tinongogara tichiblema kuti tatakakolonizwa and things like that. Hatisi kuteka tatakakolonizwa tinenyika dzinengana Singapore that na dzakafambiwa kufambiwa vatakaita but takaona rusuluko because you know they are flourishing. Zvine isusu vanhu vatema tinoda kuonera zvakanaka panext door. Kufara nesadza rawandokwata panext door asi kumba kwavo kusina kana upfu. Utofamba uchipodzera vanhu murodi. Ndo mentality yetinayo. Problem yetu yokuAfrica yadumba kuti it's not only the problem of leadership. Yendingati windmills, because it's the problem of the wind as well. Isusu and Wachona, because the windmill can only turn in the direction determined by the wind. Isusu and Wachona, chino naku bribe you. Chigo vote kana munhu asinga kodzeri kunge ari pa whatever chinhu nzvimbo. Chichikoswa kuti by doing that, we are prolonging our suffering. So, tine tambudziko, tine matambudziko maviri kuAfrica. Iro rewindmill, ne wind.
Yeah.
Electorate and leadership. Because vanhu vachona kana leadership yakatosistada ikationa kuti hatinongoda tinongopaona zviri padhuze panikambudzi yakasungirirwa pamutiko inokwanisa kungorya panosvika tambo chete chero uko mberi kumirisa because taisafara kunge takapararira pasi rese namaresources etinawo kuAfrica.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Thomas nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Thank you.
Tinotenda. Gibbs, you're there from Thomas. I think he was also mixing it up, so I think you are getting the essence of what he's saying, but basically saying for Africa's problems, he does not only blame the leaders, but also the electorate. You know, he says some people are easily bribed, and therefore, you know...
anything happens.
Exactly. If you have poor leaders, it's because of your choices. And then you must live by them. So he says that that issue of corruption is what is has destroyed many African economies. Against.
Yes. Where Baba Keshas Jay is going to number 8,000.
Yeah,
in Kwanaba. Yeah, in Unzulu Baba Lape Kulumesi, Occupy Africa, less Zimbabwe civil. Utabantu Baz Tingela, Abantu Mele, Baba Kokele. So akukho kunye iba bazonelayo so kugcina sokunjalo ngamafutshane nje ngoba isizathu sesihambile.
Hayi, singabasola abantu esithi abakhethi kahle iy'nkokheli zabo. Kodwa nakhona iy'nkokheli zangikhona ezeAfrika esizibonayo azifuni ukuphuma esikhundleni ma isikhathi sesifikile. Siyakubona eZimbabwe kwenzakele ama-elections adlulileyo lawa kube lolo ukuzimisa kwabantu ukuthi bakhethe ukufuma endaba abafuna, kodwa kwehlule ukuthi aphume lowo hulumente okusayo khona manje. So I think the problem esinayo e-Africa ngeyokuthi umuntu ongenileyo esikhundleni usuka asenze isikhundla sakhe, angakuthathi njengokuthi ngumsebenzi omele asebenze aphume kubuye omunye azosebenza. Yi-problem esinayo. Abantu abanacala kakhulu esingabanika lona msinje so siyavota siyathinta izinto, kodwa kuyehlula ama-African leaders kavume ukuthi umsebenzi.
Yes, I was a colleague. James Golabo, Wabanga in Dow. I won't get a grandpa.
Let's go back to Mr. Moyo. And, Mr. Moyo, one other issue that is bothering Zimbabweans is the issue of even the pensioners. So, if you are a worker now, you are working, you are not being paid. You retire. Pensions are also difficult. You know, to get from NASA. What's happening there?
I think the biggest challenge now has been how the pensions are structured. I think the law currently favors the administrators. So we have seen instances where the administrators are the ones who are getting richer, meaning those who are administering the pensions. But the pensioners themselves, a lot of them are wallowing in poverty, but the pension houses are getting rich. I think what we need to do, and what we have been discussing with the government currently, is to change the structure in which the pensions are administered. That's the first thing. And then, of course, the second thing which is prevalent now is a situation where the companies are not remitting those pensions even to the administrators. So when a person retires, he discovers that company A or company B, where he was working or she was working, he has not been remitting pension to the pension house. So that person loses out. So these are the challenges we are currently facing as Zimbabwe workers. I think the pensioners are getting a raw deal on both sides.
Yeah, maybe Gibbs, we have a short video on what was happening in Mashonaland West, where our reporter Asaj Goria was. Let's just quickly take a listen.
Urumende chanisa makosi as an operative tool ku mizabashandi ndoche kutanga ichocho kokwe kumutambo wedu mutambo ndiwe vashandi urumende yava kutukoka kumutambo wedu isuvarinzi. Saka azikwanisike kutichende ikoko. Uye aina kubira yati koka, yaka koka ma affiliates edu kutichende ikoko. Nevangwe vanhu vaino chikizana navo kuti vaende kumutambo iwoyo. Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Union for the record aina kunge yadanwa kumutambo iwoyo. Saka taziona kuti isu sevashandi tiende kwedu patinono rangarira zuva revashandi. Zvikonzerwa nekuda kwekuti hatina chatiri kupemberera pazuva iri. Hurumende iri kupemberera zuva iri, asi vashandi havana chavari kupemberera nekuda kwematambudziko ari munyika. Vashandi havasi kuwana mari dzavo, vashandi havasi kuwana kodzero dzavo, zvichitoredzerwa nekuda kwehurumende yedu iri pachigaro iri kutonga. Hurumende yava Mugabe ine udzvanyiriro. Saka izo zondo zaita kuti isisu tiuye kuno kunzimbo ye Alaska Dolomite. Uyezve kanzuru yeguta rechinoi yakati nyima stadium nekuda kwekuti vanenge vachingoda kuti mabasa evashandi asabudirire. Rino rava gore rechitatu kanzuru yechinoi inotunga mirirwa nevanhu vezano vachiti nyima chi nzimbo yekuitira mitambo yedu. Ndisaka tichikwanuka chese tichiuya kuno. Hurumende yedu iri kuendera mberi ichiita zvinhu zvefeki semaonero amunoita with the fake currency that is being legit.
Sentiments there from a ZCTU worker in Mashonaland, West Alaska. Tinemwe muteereri vaJerry Ncube vari kuGogwe makadi.
Hey, tripo makadi zve.
Aiwa tiripo. Panga parise paGogwe nhasa.
PaGogwe tinongodaro nongotambura takadaro.
Zvemutowa kumwaka oma kumwe munyoro.
Kungotenderera iwo ndo vasingadizve kubva pamabasa saka vazivi makodzero dzevashandi. Vaiziva kodzero dzevashandi nokuti vese vane malimiti kakuti musoja anoguma pa50 maticha anoguma pa60 asi havana paanogumira. Saka zvinonetsa kuti tichengetedze kodzero dzedu dzevashandi.
Saka imi maswera muchiitei manje?
Nhasi ndaswera zvangu ndichirima asi handiri papenjeni asi iri kunetsa kuwana.
Zviri kufamba sei kana maina unotsvaga penjeni? Zvinofamba sei mukanotsvaga mari dzenyu dzepenjeni?
Ikono ndangorarama nokupa mabhizinisi ongonoswaipa ndozopiwa hangu zvemashoma.
Saka inenge iri mari pamwedzi?
Ma 170.
Asi kuti muiwane ibasa?
Ibasa. Uye chimwe chitsotsi chandaziva kuti mukagara muchindibata ndoda kugara chiyamura maorganization maparties aya. Kunokwizvo zviva kutoita zvekuungadza masabhuku nemanhingi nemachifu vachiti tiri vanhu venhingikiri veiyi nhingikiri yeku45
yezeki.
Vachiti ndevezeki vachiti masabhuku ngaanyore vanhu vavo monovhota mune asabhuku yenyu chindo zvakudoitiwa.
Aiwa, zvatichaita tichazokufonerai timbonzwa kuti zviri kufamba sei paGogwe.
Mupote muchindibata ndichikupai maupdate.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vanhuve.
Thanks.
Tinotenda zvikuru. That's Mr. Ncube there in RwaGogwe. He's retired, but he's saying it's difficult to get his pension gifts.
Sibuyeleke sekubaba uJaffet Moyo usakhona icingo baba?
Yebo.
Yebo, sizangena sibanda laye kodwa ifoni yakhe ngani sikhumekile. So nxa usungavala khonapho ungathini ke ukhuluma ngezisebenzi ezibaba?
Izisebenzi ezimbabwe zithwele nzima nje. Udubo yilo lolukhunywa ngabantu bonke abaningi. I think what happens is people have been disempowered. Iko kungani nje bayathengwa ukuthi bevotele vanavo abavusayo kwamanje. Uzulu wemaphandleni abadinga abaningi ukuthi ukuze bevotele vanavo bayikhona ukuthi iko labo abathola kone kukudla, abathola kone inhlanyelo. Langapha lapha emadorobheni ukuze umuntu nje adiphe ibhizinesi lakhe lingasukuma, so kufanele singathi ngesilunga i-patronism yikho abakwenzayo. So ukuze ubonakale ngani yaphumelela ukuthi usondele eduzane laba abadlayo. So izinto nje zazimanga kakuhle, kodwa thina njengezisebenzi sibona ngathiwa nje ikusasa yethu izabahle lokhu esiqhubekela phambili sisima eqiniso. Angazali sivume ukuthengwa.
Ye amabili amathathu jays epokuvala khonapho.
Sikanze ukuxwayisa abezimbabwe aba-absenze le-South Africa ukuthi njengoba uhulumende engacaci ukuthi kuzakwenzeka namasebelungele ukuthi ma umnyaka kuphela uhulumende engakhuphanga isinqumo esifaneleyo, kumele bazimisele ukuthi bazikhuphe izimali zabo ema-banking ngesikhathi esincane, ngoba
Ngiyabonga Baba Jays. Thank you so much. Time is not our best ally. I want to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Japhet Moyo, ZTU Secretary General, Mr. Kenya Shamiara, ZFTU Secretary General, Mr. Kesia Jays, Simani, Zimbabwean working in South Africa, and also Mr. David Ndumiso Sibanda, a labor expert based in Bulawayo. Thanks to our viewers, our callers, and of course our team behind the scenes, our engineers and producers. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.